It's time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones.
Well, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist. And I thank each of you for listening today. You know, on our show last week, we talked about menopause zest. And today we want to present some ideas about how to have zest as a teenager, as a young adult, as an adult, and even as a senior like maybe I am. Our topic today is how to have as much energy as you would like at any age. You know, our co-host today is Nancy Palm, a nutrition educator. She's an independent project manager who follows a lot of set healthy routines that have helped her overcome a very serious energy problem called chronic fatigue syndrome, which is, thankfully, not a problem any longer, is it?
It's not, and I feel very fortunate about that. People still don't understand what causes chronic fatigue syndrome, but I recently read an article that research showed that in one study, they linked, for 80% of the patients, they found a link to a common stomach virus. So we're not sure what causes it.
And Nancy, but were you kind of sick before you came down with chronic fatigue syndrome?
Oh, mine started with a gastrointestinal problem. So absolutely.
Okay.
It was a very sudden onset. So and they're speculating that that may cause the virus for maybe half the people that have it.
I think we just wanted to put that out, that share that little bit of information today, because it helps people think of their own health and what they have to do to get their energy back, and that it's another option or idea for you to investigate, basically. And I didn't know that until you found that research, Nancy.
Absolutely. And one of the things that happened because I was diagnosed with CFS is I had to pay a lot of attention to energy, how it's created, what I could do in my life, because there really aren't any medical answers for CFS.
Right.
And
exactly.
So it's pretty much up to you what you're going to do. And I think often people don't realize that their lifestyle habits, and even more specifically their nutrition, could be a cause of fatigue for them.
Oh, I agree with you. We see it all the time, don't we?
Absolutely. And I'm always interested in how I can maintain or improve my energy. And oftentimes you'll see articles on this. The Minnesota Monthly magazine had an article in their October issue.
Well, actually, Gloria and Julia also had an article. There was a write-up on them.
That was pretty fun. But I think the other one probably resonated with a lot of people. It was 29 ways to feel great today. And who doesn't want to feel great?
Yes.
And their very first tip, Dar, was to get enough of the sunshine vitamin in winter. So what does that mean? What's the sunshine vitamin?
So you must be talking about vitamin D. And, you know, this fall, if you've started kind of missing some of that energy, you know, it rained, I think, every day last week. We finally have a little sun today. But if you were feeling down, which a lot of people were, and people just said, I can't get out of bed in the morning. I feel, you know, tired. Well, you know, I have a perfect solution for that.
Okay, do tell.
A trip to Florida.
I like that one.
Or you have to add a supplement of vitamin D. And usually people need 1,000 IUs of vitamin D, at least, maybe 2,000. I personally take a couple of thousand starting in September. And I have pretty good energy, don't I?
You can outrun any of us. And I do that too. I take the vitamin D because I find it does make a difference for me. It's interesting. When I was growing up, my mom was very affected by the cloudy days, much more so than I. And I know I have friends who are like this too. But whenever it was cloudy, she'd start feeling a little blue. And I never understood what the connection was.
Well, you were probably running around outside a lot, and she was probably inside. And so she was actually missing vitamin D. And, you know, my mother now, because I had some health problems when I was a little kid, actually, I got cod liver oil every day.
Oh.
And yes, there is vitamin D in cod liver oil. you know, but it's also in salmon and sardines and mackerel and tuna. But in Minnesota, I think all the research is saying pretty much that most people in Minnesota, unless they are taking the trips to Florida, Arizona, are deficient in vitamin D through these winter months. So,
well, when you had Dr. Paul Stitt on as a guest recently, and he was talking about this, it's pretty much everyone in the northern latitudes, isn't it, Dar?
Right.
Is deficient in vitamin D.
And when you're low on vitamin D, it does affect your energy level, doesn't it?
Oh, hugely. Other things that it does that are even more serious that people don't realize, it's been linked to osteoporosis, to diabetes, to hypertension, chronic pain, and 17 different types of cancer.
Isn't that amazing?
And I think people think of it in connection with seasonal affective disorder, which is also known as SAD, is just where their moods get really low and they have a hard time getting up and moving. Their energy just plummets
this time
of year.
And I know some of the research recently has said that even children in Minnesota are deficient in vitamin D. So, and that makes sense because kids are not out playing like they used to. They're playing on the computer.
That's
true. And I think if you have a child that is having trouble getting up, or, you know, that they just don't seem to have the same kind of energy that they used to have, you know, maybe go to a pediatrician and say, maybe my child should have a vitamin D test, find out what their level is like, or if you don't want to do that, you come back with a cod liver oil.
But it may not have tasted good when you were growing up. I never had it. I wasn't exposed to it except for the kind we have in our office. And it has nice lemon. Is lemon or orange?
It's lemon,
I think.
You and must notice this kind of twinge on my face because I remember taking that stuff. No, it tastes great now compared to then.
And I'm not very brave about that sort of thing, but I was reassured it's okay to take it now, and it tasted fine. So absolutely, I do add vitamin D in the fall.
Okay. You know, I think another thing is I find that often parents are bringing their teenagers in for a nutritional consultation because, again, they don't have the energy that they think that the children should have. And so the first question I always ask parents is, okay, how much protein or what kind of protein is your child getting?
Well, and we know that it's not protein that makes up the majority of people's diets. So many young people today live on cereal or chips, toast, pasta, juice, soda. And so we say, where's the protein?
Or where's the beef?
Or where's the beef? Absolutely. And that is part of my health routine. Several times a day, I eat protein. And I start my day every day with 2 organic eggs. My favorite vegetable, which is kale, which is a dark leafy green that's just loaded with nutrients and vitamins. And I saute that or another vegetable in olive oil or butter. And then I have a piece of organic whole grain bread, and I feel terrific afterwards.
And, you know, it's part of that. Actually, energy has a biochemistry to it. And I think most people have not even ever thought about that before, that energy has a biochemistry. And so in order to turn on that energy furnace in each cell, and that energy furnace is called the mitochondria, and what you need to do is you need to eat some protein, and that's what turns it on.
And you can't do that once a day. You have to do it throughout the day to keep that energy supply steady. So, Dar, let me talk. I told you what I have for breakfast.
Right.
For lunch, I oftentimes will have a large salad with maybe chicken breast or a bowl of chili, but I make sure there's plenty of protein there. And for dinner, it might be salmon. It would be my preferred protein with my other favorite vegetable, Brussels sprouts and a sweet potato. Even for snacks, I'll have something like a little tuna salad.
Or,
a wassail cracker.
Yep. And, or, you know, you could even have an egg salad on a wassail cracker, couldn't you?
That would be great. That'd be great.
Mm-hmm. Or, I mean, I know you often are working from home. Besides a wassail cracker with tuna, what else might you have for a snack?
Well, I oftentimes will have some leftovers. I like a nice bowl of soup. I have some chicken wild rice homemade soup or maybe a little bit of the stew left over.
So now do you go and
chili?
Open up a can of Campbell's?
I don't eat Campbell's.
Why?
The sodium, the sugar, the other things in it. And really, there's not much protein. You read that label, and you're not getting much protein.
You basically are getting sugar and salt, aren't you?
Yeah. We sure are. So And what I noticed, because for me, energy, it was a huge deal to try to have it consistent throughout the day, was that as soon as I began eating protein several times throughout the day, my energy increased. And I knew I also needed it to support my immune system, but we can talk about that show.
Yep. In fact, we are going to have a show on how to support your immune function sometime coming up, I think in November or December for sure.
Well, this is the cold and flu season.
It is. So, you know, as a nutritionist, I find many people are often eating only, you know, 3 or 4 ounces of protein a day, or sometimes nothing at all. Well, you know what? I think what it is time for is a short break. So I want to just talk about a nutrient called CoQ10. And it is a part of a critical step in that mitochondria, you know, that energy furnace in your cell. CoQ10 is considered the master antioxidant, and it boosts metabolism. And people who take a class of drugs that is called statin drugs that lower cholesterol, you know, they deplete their system of CoQ10, and then they often have decreased energy level. So questions today about anything, give us a call at 651-641-1071, and we'll be back in a minute.
Dishing Up Nutrition has listeners in San Francisco, Miami, International Falls, and Billings, Montana. Whether you live in the Twin Cities or across the country, nutritional guidance is as close as your phone. Nutritional Weight and Wellness offers phone consultations for people at a distance or too busy for office appointments. Would you like to increase your energy, lower cholesterol, or resolve digestive problems? Here's how phone consultations work. First, complete a health history. Next, discuss your health goals with a nutritionist. Then she creates an eating plan for your biochemistry and lifestyle. You make the time, and Nutritional Weight and Wellness provides the plan and support. Make the call from the privacy of your home or office and get nutrition expertise from the people you trust. For information, call Nutritional Weight and Wellness at 651-699-3438. Outside the Twin Cities, call 888-805-8954 toll free or go to weightandwellness.com.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I am Nancy Palm, nutrition educator, and I'm here with Dar Kavis, licensed nutritionist. We're looking at healthy routines that support energy. And joining us today in a few minutes will be Michael Gale. Michael is the owner and director of M. Gale Studios in St. Paul. If you have any questions for us today, please call us at 651-641-1071.
And we were talking a little bit about CoQ10 before we took a break.
We were, Darren. I thought it would be good to talk a little bit more about this. Some people have called CoQ10, which is coenzyme Q10, a miracle nutrient. And it's a miracle because it is equated directly with energy, which is essential for life. And when the level in your body of coenzyme Q10 starts to drop, your general health does as well. And as you get older, the level naturally drops in your body. But what CoQ10 does for energy, which is kind of interesting, it's in the membranes of our mitochondria. And before the break, you talked about mitochondria as being like our little energy factories in our cell. Well, CoQ10 is right in those membranes. And our mitochondria are responsible for about 95% of our total energy.
So we have to get our mitochondria working.
We need to keep them working, and that's related to our metabolism and all. But what happens is that if you think of CoQ10, like in an engine, it's like the spark plug. And so if you don't have any, you have no spark. You have no ignition. Your engine's not going to run. Or if your levels are too low, it's like it's misfiring.
Okay. And so, I mean, I know you take CoQ10, right?
I do, and my husband, who has rheumatoid arthritis, takes it, and he can tell a real difference in his energy when he takes his CoQ10 every day.
I take my 200 milligrams every day. So Nancy, let's decide. We're going to talk a little bit about protein, but we've got several callers on the line, so I think we should take a call.
Let's take a call and come back.
Okay. Hi, Pat. Welcome to the show. You have a question for us today?
I was wondering... It seems like when I take protein, it does not digest well, and I was wondering if there was a way to make that better so that I could do the protein thing?
Well, a lot of times people are deficient in hydrochloric acid, and it's something that our bodies should make all the time. You should naturally make hydrochloric acid, but some people become low on hydrochloric acid either because they haven't been eating enough protein or maybe because of an illness or something. And I think taking a digestive enzyme with a little bit of hydrochloric acid at each meal will really help. And then you'll start developing your own hydrochloric acid naturally, and then you won't have to take that.
Okay.
So thank you very much for the question.
Thank you.
All right. So should we, Nancy, we got a Nancy on the line.
Oh,
so maybe
take
we
her.
Better take her, huh?
Definitely.
Hi, Nancy. You have a question for us today? Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I so enjoy it. The question I have is, I saw a naturopath, and when he did the biofeedback and everything, he said that I have a very high level of yeast in my system, and which causes a lot of very uncomfortable bloating, pretty much from, you know, the top of, like my sternum, basically down,
okay,
you know, the whole thing.
Sure, understand.
And as the day goes on, you know, it gets worse and worse, and then, you know, I go to sleep, and when I wake up, it's completely gone. And I'm wondering, would sugar be feeding that? Would
definitely
that be part of the bloating?
Sure, definitely sugar and processed carbohydrates like cereal and, you know, pasta and bread and those things.
Okay,
and I
that
think
makes
you,
a lot of sense.
If you eliminate that and go just like meat and vegetables and good fat, you'll get rid of that bloating. It's much easier on your digestion, and then you'll have more energy. Because right now, I'm sure you're not getting the digestion, so you're not getting the energy out of the food that you're eating.
Not at all.
Okay.
I just want to take a nap all the time.
Oh.
Thank you very much for answering my call.
Okay. Thank you, Nancy. Well, so let's just talk a little bit about, Nancy, so we just talk just a little bit more about protein.
Absolutely, because I think, and kind of going back to that CoQ10, that's where people get their CoQ10 is through the diet, is through our food. And protein is the richest source, especially animal protein, fish or steak or chicken. But if you look at how people are eating, a lot of people aren't getting very much protein, as you mentioned, Dar, on a daily basis. And I know if I miss it, one of the very first signals to me is that my ability to think is compromised.
Oh, yes.
And I'm a project manager, and I need to be
you
keeping track of a lot of things at once.
In fact, we almost had an emergency just before we went on the show that she
ever
had to cover.
Ever a surprise. And so I need all my mental energy and faculties. And so I'm real conscious of this. But we know a lot of people aren't.
You know, I think one of the things that people, children and teenagers, if they're eating any protein, it is often things like chicken nuggets or frozen pizza. So let's take a look at chicken nuggets. I just love this.
One of your favorites.
Yes. Chicken nuggets has 2.5 grams of protein. You know, that is equal to about a third of an egg.
That's pretty pathetic, Dar.
And 44 added ingredients, including hydrogenated soybean oil and partially hydrogenated corn oil. And many, many, many additives.
And people who've listened to the show for a while know that when they hear that hydrogenated or partially hydrogenated in the ingredient list, that's a red flag. It's a trans fat, isn't it, Dar?
It is, exactly.
They're evil food. And if a child wanted to get enough protein at a meal, that means that he or she would have to eat 10 chicken nuggets.
That sounds terrible to me, but...
Yeah, and that's about 8 grams of trans fats in the process.
So what does trans fats do? Again, trans fats slow metabolism, and it slows energy production.
Well, and I think not only chicken nuggets, but another one of the real popular foods that kids consume or over-consume, really, in our opinion, is the frozen pizza. Is that any better, Dar?
Well, not really, because, you know, a third of a pizza is about 13 grams of protein. So you'd need two-thirds of the pizza for sufficient protein. And that would give you 560 calories and, of course, preservatives and more trans fats.
Well, I know because of my own health that I've had to step back and I've had to look at energy on a deeper level. And it's more than something you get from energy drinks.
Yes, it is. So let's take a break. You know, parents of young children dealing with busy, hectic schedules, and we've got lots of those people on our staff, often experience low energy and fatigue almost daily. An energy boosting tip is replace sodas with water and replace cereals and muffins with real eggs cooked in butter with a side of vegetables. So if you have questions for us today, call us at 651-641-1071 and we'll be back.
Is it time you found a new approach to an old health problem? Nutritional Weight and Wellness offers classes and consultations to address everything from weight loss to diabetes to depression. Just choose the format and location that best meets your needs. You can count on a warm reception and sound nutritional advice from their caring, committed staff. First, envision taking a class with a group of people who are also health-minded as you learn to eat in a way that makes you feel better today and builds a foundation for a healthier tomorrow. Next, imagine that you're meeting individually with a nutritionist to discuss your health concerns. You leave with a personalized eating plan that fits your lifestyle and strategies to implement it. Now, don't you feel good about having made this investment in yourself? Nutritional Weight and Wellness invites you to call them at 651-699-3438. Offices conveniently located in St. Paul, Wyzetta, and White Bear Lake.
Call Nutritional Weight and Wellness today, 651-699-3438. That's 651-699-3438.
Hi, welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Nancy Palm, sitting in today with Dar Kvist, and we are talking about a lack of energy, or rather energy today, because a lack of energy is the number one complaint that people have when they see their medical doctor. And Dar, we seem to be a nation of chronically tired people, don't we?
Exactly.
Any ages, young or old. I have to say that when it comes to energy, my biggest inspiration and exercise and overall health is really my brother, because he has the best health and exercise routine of anyone I know, and he continues to inspire me. But it's not just my brother. My dad, who is 81 years old, recently started a new health routine, and I'm so proud of him. He's doing some weightlifting and walking every day.
Oh, that's great, Nancy.
It's fabulous.
Well, since we're going to be talking a little bit about exercise, you kind of slid us right into, I want to introduce our special guest, Michael Gale. You know, Michael is my trainer, my friend, and he has probably as much energy as you can probably handle most of the time. But you have a lot of energy all the time, don't you, Michael?
I do. Dar, thank you so much for having me on the show again.
So, you know what, Michael, before we get into having people ask questions about exercise and do that, let's take a couple of callers, because
okay,
we got some people here that have been on the line. Hello, Jill. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi there.
Question for you. I am calling to see if you can give me some suggestions on feeding my 7-year-old. She is really lacking in energy. She has juvenile arthritis. And I'm just trying to especially think of something in the morning to feed her. She loves her cereal. She could eat 3 or 4 bowls of cereal. She hates eggs and doesn't really care for dairy products.
Well, you know, a couple of things. Maybe you could kind of hide those eggs in something like egg salad, you know.
Okay. Sure.
Deviled eggs are great. Sometimes if you do a French toast that has lots of egg on it, I call it my double dip French toast.
It's good too, Dar.
Yes. And so what you do is you fry it, you know, you dip it and you fry it, and then you dip it again and then you fry it, and then you cook down like blueberries or strawberries and put that on, and then maybe some whipped cream on top of that. So then you're getting at least you're getting some protein.
No, that's a great suggestion. She would go for that.
And what about some turkey sausages? Those are terrific.
You know, and you can actually buy brats that are organic, nitrate free, and all you have to do is just, you know, cut them up and saute those. And it's interesting, kids love those sauteed with a little bit of sweet potato sauteed. And kids love that for breakfast.
Excellent suggestion. Thank you.
Okay. Well, call
Good
us back.
Luck.
Thank you. I'll let you know.
Okay. Thank you for the call.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So we have, hi, Deb. Welcome to the show.
Hello
there.
Hi. I have a couple questions, and I'm sorry they don't have a lot to do with energy, but I've taken the class and started my husband on magnesium because he has hypertension.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I'm wondering what kind of magnesium that he should be taking, if I've bought the right kind.
Okay.
And if there's anything else that we can do. He's also lost like 30 pounds being on this new diet as well.
And is that good or bad?
That's good.
Okay.
Yes, that's helped.
Oh, okay. Well, I think looking at magnesium, you know, the best, most absorbable type of magnesium is magnesium glycinate. And personally, I take 3 in the morning, and this is for blood pressure control. And I take 3 in the morning, and then I take 3 at bedtime. And so that's giving me about 600-700 milligrams of magnesium per day. And that seems to be the perfect formula for myself.
Okay.
And so, you know, I think you have to kind of see what works best for people.
Okay. And then should magnesium help with chocolate cravings?
Oh, for chocolate cravings, yes.
Okay.
But not particularly for sugar cravings.
Right. And then my last question is, I give blood on a regular basis,
mm-hmm.
and I'm wondering what should I do nutrition-wise before or after?
I would say eat more beef-type meat, you know, venison or beef or something like that, before for sure and probably after, and that would give you the most iron,
okay.
and that would rebuild your blood the best.
Okay.
So,
okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks for all the questions. And now, where I don't know where we are.
We were going to talk about energy drinks, Star, because people, when they don't have energy, sometimes turn to other more artificial sources to get their energy pumped up. And one of the drinks we knew about was a Monster energy drink that only has 100 calories, but it has a lot of stimulants and caffeine and an ingredient called guarana and some sugar. But what those things do is they tax your biochemistry. And usually after people drink them, they have trouble sleeping. What
yes.
a surprise, right?
Yeah, exactly. And Michael, you know, before we went on the show, you said that there are some other kind of energy drinks out there that people are drinking?
Well, there's several other type of energy drinks out. One in particular is Red Bull, which seems to be something that is at most local convenience stores. What I like to do is offer a suggestion to for those people that are drinking lots of energy drinks to then drink smoothie instead. The smoothie be composed of real good protein powder, of some milk or some rice milk, some frozen or fresh fruits, and some peanut butter or almond butter. That makes just a great drink that's going to give you lots of energy. It's going to keep you hungry a lot longer. And if you work out already, it's going to make you recover a lot faster, so you heal up overnight.
So it's actually going to keep you from getting hungry for a longer time. And it's kind of interesting when we think about this, because I was sitting at a convenience store waiting for someone one day, and I watched all the young people walk into the store buying these and coming out with this can of Red Bull, I guess.
Oh,
you know,
they
got a pretty cute looking can, don't they? And it was one teenager after another, and I thought, well, teenagers are supposed to have lots of energy. Why do they need those energy drinks?
Good question. It might be what they're eating, Dar.
It might be.
Well, and Michael, you said something interesting earlier. You were talking about because your clients are all looking to work out, that you recommend water. They're just not maybe drinking enough water.
Water is huge, and it's huge because it actually helps to facilitate the nutrients that you eat in your current diet or any supplements that you may take. And it's also really important from a healing process for the body, and it just makes you feel good. So being aware of how you feel is huge, and water is a great thing.
Well, you know what? I think that, Michael, you had a really personal story this morning, because you worked a pretty long day yesterday, probably longer than you should have, and you woke up with a headache, and what did you do?
I woke up with a headache this morning, and I was thirsty, which usually when I wake up thirsty, it's attributed to a higher sodium. So something I ate was high in sodium. So the first thing I did when I woke up is drank water. Couldn't hold down anything, unfortunately, but drinking water and getting out, and I went for a short walk, really made a difference for me from being here today.
And you got rid of the headache. And so, again, I think it just kind of reinforces that water rather than Red Bull is probably the answer to a lot of the energy problems. So let's take a caller here. Hi, Liz. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I just have a quick question for you. I work about 16-hour overnight shift, so we don't really have a lot of time nor access, you know, to make smoothies or anything like that.
Right.
And I was just kind of wondering, is there something that is better than energy drinks? Because I know that I drink those a lot, you know, because we're doing overnight.
So you're doing a 16-hour shift. Is that what I heard?
Yeah.
Oh, you must be in the healthcare field.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense, does
it? Boy, that's brutal.
So, yes, some other ideas. I mean, I still think you have to make up some shakes and take with you because you can actually do that. Throw them in some refrigerator at work and drink, pour it in a cup and drink that rather than one of those energy drinks. And it's going to hold you and sustain you and be a lot better for you. So
they also have some over-the-counter drinks as well. They sell them at coffee shops. And they're actually, if you look at the ingredients on the label, you will see that there is no high fructose corn syrup in those. That's a really good suggestion. Buy about five of those and have those available to take with you to work. They're already prepared. They charge a little bit extra for them, but I'm sure Dar, after the show, if you give her a call at the office, she'd be more than happy to direct you some places to get those.
Okay. Well, thanks for the call. And we need to take another break. So, you know, you're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, and I want to extend an invitation to you and your friends to join us Tuesday evening, October 23rd, for our special Menopause Not the Musical event. Well-known radio show personality Ruth Kozlak will be hosting the evening. Wendy Cates Dancer, who is often heard here on this show, will be giving you tips on how to get a good night's sleep, how to take the hot out of hot flashes, and calming those negative thoughts and moods. So, again, if you have questions for us, call us at 651-641-1071.
Hi, welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Nancy Palm here today with Dar Kvist, and one of the things that Dar mentioned right before the break is we have a very special event coming up on Tuesday, October 23rd. It's called Menopause, Not the Musical. This will be held through Edina Community Education, and if you're interested in this event, you can call 952-848-3952. Ruth Kozlak is going to share her funny stories about menopause, and our own Wendy Cates Dancer is going to give solutions to menopause problems. I'm going to be there serving and consuming the tea cakes and the tea, and it's going to be a really fun evening. So please go ahead and give them or check our website if you're interested in the information on that, which is www.weightandwellness.com. And before break, we were talking about things that affect your energy. We've talked about nutrition, but a big piece of that is exercise. And I know before chronic fatigue syndrome, I used to do aerobics plus, and I was pretty darn active. But these days, I practice yoga. And what I really had to learn was that you need to find exercise that's appropriate for your health and for your body. And the right form of exercise should increase your energy, not deplete it.
So we really wanted to talk about exercise today, and so that's why we invited Michael Gale. He's the owner of M. Gale Studio, you know, and he is our special expert guest on energy-producing exercises. You know, Michael is my trainer, and he has a studio right there in our same mall that our St. Paul office is in. I kind of had a little bit to do with that, getting in there.
What
so
a coincidence.
It was easier for me to exercise. So, Michael, how, you know, when you've got somebody coming in and you are, you know, maybe somebody that is a little bit older, somebody that hasn't been exercising for a long time, and they're afraid to, in fact, they're afraid to even think about exercising. What do you do? How do you get them to go from not moving and not wanting to move to actually coming into the studio and working with you?
Well, a big part about you know, what I do and how I've helped to change people's lives, getting them going, is to make it associated with fun, and also to communicate to them that it's I accept them for who they are, and I have no high expectations other than just to enjoy themselves. So
I think, Michael, you know, working with you, that is the one thing that you have helped me do is you make it fun, even when I really maybe would rather not be there, you know?
Yeah, just have a good time and to have a variety of things that are going to stimulate you, where you're going to see, you know, I associate movement now with fun, and that's going to help and continue a person, a client, to want to come back. And so that's something that I really, really enjoy doing.
You know, a long, long time ago, you know, a few years ago, I used to play dodgeball. And I bet all you guys played dodgeball.
In gym.
Well, I played dodgeball at home, too, with my brothers. And Michael knew, he figured that out somehow. And we play dodgeball, especially when he's trying to motivate me, don't you?
So we grabbed a couple of physio balls and had Dar step up on a half ball, or called a BOSU. And I threw some balls at Dar and had her return them to me. And she stepped off the BOSU and returned some balls. But that was a form of fun, and it got her laughing. And when she left that day, she was like, Michael, thank you so much, and gave me a big hug. And that's what it's about.
And I think that's, yeah. And I think, to be realistic, it's sometimes very difficult, you know, for people to walk in. First of all, I mean, think about some of the other studios in the market. I mean.
Oh, my goodness.
They're
intimidating. I used to belong to Bally's, and it's not. And a lot of people just don't associate exercise with fun, Michael. I mean, that's not, they don't look forward to it.
That's right. So making it fun is so critical. You know, guys, I'm sorry to say, but we have to take a break. So if you have a question today that we could not get to, you know, and we have several people on the line, and I know it's sometimes we just can't get to all the callers. So just call our office. It's 651-699-3438. Or if you want to, just email your question at email@weightandwellness.com. And we'll be happy to answer these questions off the air next week. So we'll be back in a minute.
If you're pre-diabetic, insulin-resistant, or diabetic, you know that managing your blood sugar requires careful attention to food choices and eating patterns. At times, it may even feel like a full-time job. Do cravings drive you to poor food choices to boost your blood sugar quickly? Would you like a simple, healthy eating plan? Nutritional Weight and Wellness has helped hundreds of clients successfully prevent and manage diabetes. Their clients have reported better fasting blood sugars and A1Cs, along with more energy and greater well-being. Following a balanced eating plan can also help avoid hearing and vision loss, impotence, and kidney failure that can result from high blood sugars. Nutritionists prepare individual food plans and explain what to eat and how frequently to eat to stabilize your blood sugar. Eating the right combination of foods diminishes cravings and increases metabolism, which helps with weight loss. Nutritional Weight and Wellness, 651-699-3438, or visit their website, weightandwellness.com, to learn more about classes or individual consultations. Their offices are located in both St. Paul and Wayzata.
Hi, welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. Today we are talking energy. We've been talking about the connections between nutrition and energy, and also exercise, and we want to help our listeners know how to get in touch with our special guest today, Michael Gale. Michael has a degree in exercise physiology and knows way more about this than we. So, Michael, how did they get in touch with you?
Best way to get in touch with me is to go to our website at www.mgaylestudios.com. There's a contact form on there you can go to and put in your information, and we'll get back to you promptly.
So, Michael, one of the questions I have for you today is often people, I keep going back to the people that really are lacking energy. They haven't worked out forever. And, you know, do you have an example or a testimonial from anyone that you've worked with that has started at that level and regain their energy over the time that you've worked with them? Can you talk? You're shaking your head yes?
Yes,
so does
absolutely.
That mean yes?
Yes, I have plenty of testimonials. Jen, where are you at? is she's one, and Kelly, another. Jen, I'm not going to mention her last name, started out with me, and she hated exercise. And we put a format together that was fun, that kept her moving, that started her out slow and built her up. homework, things that she could do on her own that were simple, and we built that homework up over time. And she now came to my networking meeting this past week, and she gave a testimonial in front of my group of how much she loves exercise. So starting with exercise and hating it to loving it today. And I think a huge part of that is just connecting with the client and making it fun.
Well, I think another fear that a lot of people that have like things like chronic fatigue or fibromyalgia or, you know, any kind of arthritis, that they are afraid that if they start exercising, their body is going to hurt the next day.
That's right, or it could actually make them worse.
Yes. So, Michael, I know you're an exercise physiologist, so that, you know, you have degrees in this. So how do you, because a lot of people do not have degrees in fitness. They're fitness trainers, but they don't really have as much experience as you've had.
The biggest thing for everyone is different. And in a consultation, to sit down, we really want to find the information specific to the client as far as their health history, as far as what they're looking for, their needs, the emotional roots to those goals that they have. And from that, sitting down with them and formulating a program that's specific to them, and then getting feedback each and every session so I know of how appropriated each and every session is for the client.
So, you know what? We are going to take one more caller here. Hi, Sarah. Welcome to the show. Sarah?
Hello. Yes. Hi. My name is Sarah. I'm calling about, I know you had mentioned hydrogenated is not good, but is hydrolyzed soy protein?
Oh, no, that's bad too. Because what that is it's almost like a form of MSG. It's a protein, but it's
altered.
It's altered, and it is not good. Absolutely.
All right, so that is also one to avoid. And then what about like natural flavorings? I think you had commented on that on another show.
Yeah, but often that means natural flavorings often means MSG.
It does.
There's a whole list of things that they hide it in. And, you know, people that are sensitive to MSG, which is a lot of people, they are going to react to those things.
All right. One last question is, there's an avocado light out there. What do you think of that from California? It's actually, you know, less calories and less fat. Would you ever?
I mean, you know, avocado is fat, and that's what, you know, I guess it's such a healthy fat. Why would you want to reduce it? I think it's just another one of those things that's a marketing. It probably does not taste as good as a real avocado.
No, it doesn't. It's watered down. And so would you also say non-organic is better than non-organic?
Thank you.
Yes, an organic if you can. And thank you for the call. And thank you for being
thank
here
you
today.
For joining us today. And thank you, Michael, for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Have a great week.